Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
True or false, Khalil Shakir is Buffalo's number one wide receiver. I'll give you some stats on Amari Cooper. Cooper, since joining Buffalo, in those five games that he has played, he's averaged 5.4 targets, 3.2 receptions, 46 yards with just a 59% catch rate. Meanwhile, Shakir, in seven games since Amari Cooper has joined the Buffalo Bills, he has exactly double the amount of receptions per game. And versus Amari Cooper's 46 yards per game, Shakir averaging 69 yards per game with a very impressive 75% catch rate. True or false, Khalil Shakir, Buffalo's number one?
I think this is true. I think I've been expecting this to be the case. As much as I think Amari Cooper, it's been clear at this point you can't judge any receiver with what they do with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, that's just like such a dead in the water passing
right.
game.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about his RP results at the time of the trade, and like I think he can still be a fine player, but I do think Shakir again is more important to the Bills passing game than Amari Cooper is right now. I'm a little more intrigued with Cooper after last week, where against the Rams they got him going, you know, 14 targets, a bunch of air yards. It was obviously his most productive and most utilized game so far with the Buffalo Bills. Interested to see what that looks like, especially when Keon Coleman eventually gets back. But I do think Khalil Shakir is more important to this team's offense than Amari Cooper is.
I think the Buffalo Bills have done a really good job of using a collection of players a little bit more efficiently than what we just said with Green Bay, who's also obviously has a collection of players there. Buffalo, we weren't sure, Matt, what that collection would do, but honestly, when you're playing with just an otherworldly, super, I mean, efficient Hall of Fame quarterback in Josh Allen, a lot of these guys have upped their games. I mean, golly, the guys out here, you know, we're talking about Khalil Shakir, Amari Cooper at this point in his career. Matt Collins isn't wearing shoes, but the dude's out here making plays. It's crazy. I mean, it is impressive what Josh Allen has done to elevate these guys.
Yeah, they're another team that, and it's, like, Josh Allen is just such a unique player. I mean, first player in NFL history to throw for three touchdowns and run for three touchdowns all
Insane.
In one game, despite the
Insane.
Fact his team lost.
How do you lose that game? Golly.
Wow. I mean, Tom Brady was right to be on Sean McDermott for some of that end-of-game management stuff there. And that's not the reason they lost the game, of course, but
right.
you just lost to a team that was pitching heat on the other side there with Matthew Stafford. But, yeah, no, they're another team that is just – they have – I think they have a good room. They have a very interesting room. I think adding Amari Cooper added a dimension to this room that they didn't really have, obviously,
totally.
Before he got there. Khalil Shakir has 81 targets on the season in 12 games. Jaden Reed, wish he had 81 targets, I'd say that.
he's gonna finish the season with less than 81, dude. Come on,
yeah,
bro.
Right. He'd be lucky to get to 81 at this point. We are not trending that way. But, I think that they're another team that has a collection of really good players. They don't have a true number one. I don't think Amari Cooper's a true number one at this point in his career necessarily.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know that Khalil Shakir is like a true number one either, but they have such a math flipper at quarterback that it doesn't really, really matter.
Yeah, and then you get Keon Coleman activated in there too, man. It's going to be very interesting. They've got some downfield threats. They've got some possession guys. They've got some slot guys. They've got some tight ends. Man, they just, they're trying to hit you with a wide variety of players, and usually that doesn't work, Matt. Usually that doesn't work, but when you got Josh Allen, it's going to work, man. It's going to be all right.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.